Tune in for No Bones About It with Dr. Alvin Sung. You'll learn non-invasive techniques that can help you get rid of your pain without the use of harmful drugs or surgery. That's No Bones About It with Dr. Alvin Sung. Tuesday mornings at 11, right here on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Invine Health, a leader in high-quality, pure, fresh nutritional supplements, is excited to announce the opening of its newest store in Delray Beach at 1534 South Federal Highway off Linton Boulevard in the Plaza at Del Rey. Visit today and take advantage of daily radio specials on condition-specific supplements. And don't forget to listen to pharmacist nutritionist Jerry Hickey, the host of Invite Radio, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. right here on AM 1470 WNA, South Florida's all-new health and wealth network.
Okay, astronaut, you're up. You'll be meeting with Wish Kid Brandon.
Roger, Brandon.
His wish is to see a space shuttle launch.
All systems are go. We are clear for liftoff.
This year, more than 27,000 children will be diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition.
And, cowboy?
Yes, ma'am.
You'll be meeting with Shayla at a dude ranch in San Antonio.
Let's settle up.
Some will miss school. Some will miss time with their family and friends.
Princess, are you here?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for rescuing me from that evil witch.
Juliana wishes for a princess-themed room makeover.
This sounds magical.
But with your help, the Make-A-Wish Foundation can lift their spirits and give them a special kind of hope.
Pirate!
Yar!
You're up for Isaac's wish.
Aye, aye, Captain.
The wishes of thousands of children are waiting to come true.
You can help make my wish happen. Visit wish.org today.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. Expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Holler.
Welcome to the Night Show, and of course, this is John Hollis. We want to thank you for tuning in, Rockers in Recovery, and most importantly, we are here live from 1470 AM right here in South Florida. It's not sunny, it's dark, but it is sunny during the day, thank God, and of course, so we get to hang out. Another night of recovery, another night of fun, great music, great artists coming up. Got some things we want to talk about tonight. The first thing is the 12-Step Music Fest is right around the corner, folks. Tonight is the 12-Step Music Fest series, and what did that mean? That meant that tonight we're going to be dedicating the two artists that are going to be playing at the 12-Step Music Fest, and for the next 90 days, every Friday night from 10 to 11, and every Monday night from 10 to 11, we will be featuring artists that will be playing at the 12-Step Music Fest. We will be broadcasting live from the event, and of course the event is from November the 4th through the 7th. And we're looking forward to being down there. You can go to the 12stepmusicfest.com and find out more information in regards to how it works, how to get involved, and how to register. It's a great time had by all. I was there last year and broadcasted live. We had a blast. We had a bunch of people down there. We all hung out. There was about 2,200 people there last year. And we're looking forward to a whole lot more this year. They have the whole campground closed off to the general public, and it's going to be, of course, Rockers in Recovery all hanging out. It's going to be a fun time had by all. So tonight, of course, we're going to have Throne Alive on with us. They're a Tampa band, and they were gracious enough. We had to move some scheduling around. Of course, we debuted Richie Supa's song yesterday, and we took both shows, the Thursday afternoon show and the Thursday night show, and we dedicated it to Richie. So we had to move some people around, and the Buddha Band had to be moved to Monday because they were doing a live broadcast tonight. So Throne Alive was gracious enough to come aboard tonight for the first hour. And then we have Miles Franco and they're going to be on sometime around 10:30 or so. But we'll find out more about that coming up at 10:30. Right now, what we want to do is go to the Blues News with Tony. Tony, what's happening?
Hi, John. Well, it's Friday night. I just got back from a meeting. It's anniversary time, the end of the month, so beautiful thing. And I'm getting ready for a concert tomorrow night. It's what I would call half blues. A buddy guy is the warm-up.
Nice.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers is going to be the main show down in Philadelphia at the Wachovia Arena. And it's a beautiful thing. You know, they talk about recovery being, not necessarily recovery, but addiction and alcoholism being a family disease. And I will actually be attending the show with my daughter, Allie, who is another miracle. She's got 4 years sober, and that's only as a result of doing the deal.
Yeah, nice. It's nice to know that we can recover as a family, and most importantly, we can carry a message through the family, especially to the ones that don't want to hear it right now.
Yeah, there's a few of them around, but that's okay. We do what we got to do.
So what's
anyway, that's what's going on this weekend for me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two other festivals that I wanted to talk about a little bit. One of them, I guess I'll move north to south, on the weekend of the 6th, 7th, and 8th of August. First weekend of August, we've got the Riverfront Blues Festival going on, which is just a fantastic lineup all weekend, starting at 5 o'clock Saturday or Friday night. We got Skylar Burrell, Bernard Allison, and then the Delta Groove Heart Blast. I think you may have talked to some of these people. I'm not sure, John. At some point in time, from Delta Groove Records, there's some good people over there.
Mm-hmm.
But the Delta Groove Heart Blast is Al Blake, Randy Chorkoff, Mitch Kazmar, Jimmy Bolt, who was a former drummer with Kim Wilson and the Fabulous T-Birds, Willie Campbell, Frank Goldwasser, and Kirk Fletcher, and that's just a stellar lineup. Saturday, some of the highlights there, certainly Rod Piaz and the Mighty Flyers. And then we got, again, here you go, the old guys, Perfect Age. They're calling themselves now the Perfect Age of Rock and Roll Blues Band, featuring Pine Top Perkins, Hubert Sublin, Willie Big Eye Smith, Mojo Buford, and Bob Stroger. So,
Willie's still kicking.
they're all out there, and these guys, I got to see them up in Pocono. What a treat, you know. And Pine Top Perkins at 97 years old, holding it together. Hubert Sumlin, who God bless him, you know, he's slowly leaving us. You know, he's been on oxygen for the last year and a half, 2 years, and man, you can see him perk up when he plays those blues.
You know, it's funny because at the Clapton Crossroads Guitar Festival, when you've seen the stamina that those guys had, was just incredible.
Yeah, well, it's a beautiful thing to be able to have that experience. I mean, I know these guys that play it, and being a musician myself, when you get to do that, it's just unbelievable. And to do it sober, even better.
Absolutely.
You get the full effect. And then on Sunday at the same event, we got Mike Zito. Now, didn't you interview Mike recently?
Yeah, just had him on about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a great. Matter of fact, it's funny because I was just looking at his archive show because it's blowing up on our back end right now. A lot of people listening to his archive show.
Yeah, here's a young guy, and wow, I had an opportunity to speak to him a couple of years ago in San Francisco. What a nice kid, and good stuff, man. So that's what's going on there, and then there's another fest that I did want to talk about here called the Sunflower Fest. If you are really a true blues enthusiast, like myself, and I can't say I've ever been here to Clarksdale, it's on my radar. Actually, that's
the Monkey's Work,
which is the e-publication that you can check out anytime online, bluesource.com.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there is the 23rd Annual Sunflower River Blues Festival and Gospel Festival. That starts on Friday, August 6th. And you can go to the website, check it out. There is all kinds of stuff going on. And pretty cool here, it's right in Clarksdale, which is ground zero of the blues. And they've got this train schedule going on here. I've seen the festival where you can actually take the train and drive up to the Hobson Plantation, which is the home of Muddy Waters, the one and only. And you get some blues musicians on there, and you get to take a little ride on a train. Man, it sounds great, you know.
A good time had by all. You get to hang out, go up. You don't have to worry about driving, any of that.
No, and, you know, nice. All good stuff. So that's another festival I wanted to mention tonight. And, they're both going on the first weekend of August. Like I said, there's always something going on through the entire year. There's always a festival you can get out to.
You know, one of the things I wanted to say real quick to you is the 12-Step Music Fest. You know, I've been working diligently on getting the information out there on the 12-Step Music Fest. So maybe we can get you to check out what we've been doing down there. And, of course, Dawn Wilder is the one that put it all together. She's the founder of it. We're really, Rockers in Recovery is really just supporting what they're doing. But I'd really like you to check it out. Maybe Blue Source can do a small article on it.
Well, it's in the works. I've been talking to Gary about it, and who wouldn't want to go back down to Florida in the beginning of November when it's starting to get a little chilly up here?
I figured you would be perfect for the job.
Ground, not South Florida, but Tampa. I'm looking forward to hearing these guys tonight from Tampa. I'm really excited about that.
Well, you know, I think it would be a good idea for them to send you directly down here from Blue Source to make sure that you're taken care of down in Sugarloaf Key, 20 miles from Key West. You know, I want to make sure that you're taken care of, Tony.
We'll see. I'm always taken care of. I mean, I'll get there somehow, and if it's in the plans, God will make it happen.
Absolutely. That's how we met. That's how we met at the Clapton Fest.
Yeah, you know.
It's a beautiful thing. Well, listen, Tony, thank you again, as usual, for being on. We're gonna go. We got Thrown Alive on from Tampa. Why don't you hang, listen to the show, and we will definitely give you a shout-out towards the end of the show, man.
All right. Thanks again, John. Have a great night.
Yeah, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye. There we go, folks. You know something? You get an opportunity once in a lifetime, and I truly believe that God strategically places people in our lives when they're supposed to be there, how they're supposed to be there, and when they're meant to be there. And I had flown up to Chicago. I was invited to the Crossroads Guitar Festival by, of course, the Crossroads Center of Antigua, which is one of the sponsors of the show. And we got to the festival. I got to the festival. And I was by myself and hanging out. And the guy standing next to me, I start talking with him. And he goes, hey, you a friend of the 12-Step Fellowship? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, so am I. And hence, me and Tony have been hanging out ever since. Ends up writing for Blue Source, and of course, he comes on the show now, and he brings his information about events and different places he's going and shooting film at, and of course, writing on at bluesource.com. So check him out there. And of course, we're going to go to our first song right now, which is Not Afraid. And then when we come back, Not Afraid, of course, is by Thrown Alive. And what we're going to do is have them tell us about Not Afraid. We'll be back right after this.
Get me away.
welcome back. It's John Hollis. Of course, you're listening to Rockers in Recovery. The music, the message, the purpose, Tampa's Thrown Alive. Thrown Alive is an all-original heavy rock trio from Tampa, Florida. It enjoys nearly 20 years of musical partnership between vocalist and guitarist Roger Hennen and drummer Joe Dixon. And, guys, are you with us?
Yes, we are.
You know something, great, great song, and we want to thank you for being a part of Rockers in Recovery, short notice.
yeah, it's our pleasure, though, without a doubt, John. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, you know something, it was you know how things get, welcome to live radio, you know, things get moved around, but we were glad to have you on. I had listened to your music over the last couple of days since I had gotten it, and I got to tell you, great, great stuff. How did it all begin for you guys?
Well, you know, Joe and I met in 1987 and have been in and out of bands together ever since and developed a real, you know, brotherly type of relationship, but, you know, in the process raised families and I, of course, ended up jumping into the depths of a pretty terrible active addiction there for a while and coming back out not long after, I don't know, probably somewhere after my first 6 months clean. We started Thrown Alive, and it was a whole new, you know, concept with all new material, and, you know, the only thing contrived about it really between the two of us was that everything about it would be as positive as possible.
And let me ask you a question. Joe's with us, too. Joe, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm right here, John. Yes, sir.
You know, I'm really glad that you're here and you're hearing this part of it, because one of the questions I have for you, as far as somebody that is not in recovery but supports recovery, when he was coming back, were you a little bit nervous for him?
You know, like Roger said, you know, we've known each other for a long time. We've played music together, you know, been around our families together. Matter of fact, we were in another business together as well. And Roger's always been, you know, one of those guys that's just a really smart guy. And at the time when we were in business together, you know, I really never even knew that, you know, that he had a problem at the time. But I did notice that, you know, that he wasn't, I don't know, he wasn't as responsible as he usually is and that kind of thing. And it was a real surprise to me when I found out. And, yeah, so I was real worried, to tell you the truth. You know, I wanted my, you know, my friend, my brother, and I wanted him to be back the way he was. And I'm really grateful, for, you know, NA and everything that they have done, you know, for Roger and, of course, you know, for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And you know, as far as the fellowships are concerned, the 12-step fellowships have helped a lot of different people. And, you know, I'm really glad, Roger, that you're in a position today that Joe feels, you know, that he has his brother back. That must be a beautiful feeling for you, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know,
and I know I got him back 100%. And what's really great is he's, you know, he's constantly working on it. He's active. I believe he was even at a meeting today or tonight before even, you know, we joined each other for dinner tonight. But and it was a real surprise. He called us up for an interview, so it was great.
You know, something I'm really glad that that's the case. And Roger, you know, it must be, you must feel good about this.
Oh, come on, man. Without a doubt. You know, you're talking about a situation of going from, well, I mean, my story is probably a lot like many others you've heard. You know, you're at the point where you know something's either got to change or you're going to die, if not by your own hand, the lifestyle. And to go from absolute void of hope to, you know, having hope is like the difference between the light switch being off and on. You know, and then, you know, it's kind of where the name Thrown Alive comes from is, you know, as we make that choice to live a new way and the sense of hope and spirit are being restored, we find ourselves, you know, kind of being thrust back into life, you know, and being brought back to life kind of quickly. So Thrown Alive kind of, you know, connotates that whole notion for me anyway.
So we started out with Not Afraid. Can you tell us the concept and how that originated and where it came from?
Well, the first several songs that, you know, I guess somewhere in my first 90 days, I started to, it's almost like when someone quits smoking. Your taste buds start to get healthy again, and you start to taste food again for the first time, you know, in a new way since before you started smoking, in some cases probably decades for some people. But at some point in my first 90 days clean, I noticed that I had the radio on and I was singing along with every song. You know, in active addiction, you know, I would have, you know, news talk on just because I don't know, for some reason I maybe had some kind of subconscious disdain for music, knowing that that's, you know, such a big part of me, and I was just letting it, you know, die, doing along with everything else. So at any rate, you know, this music just started coming, and most of it was written during like the pink cloud phase of my recovery. And Not Afraid is really kind of when they say first it gets good, then it gets real, then it, or real good, then it gets real. Not Afraid is kind of about that, you know, it's getting real. And it's almost about a fragility in, you know, the peace. You just, you don't want to do anything to screw up the peace in your life, you know what I mean? And, you know, like the chorus, the "you say you love me, do you?" It's almost like a scoffing kind of a thing. It's because there are opportunities that present themselves, and I, you know, and for relationships primarily is what that is talking about. I hate to get too pointed about my description of what a song is about, because I like people to have their own interpretation. But really, that's kind of what it's about, is it's just, you know, the fragility of the piece. And it's really just feelings. It's not anything that I was obsessed on. It was just kind of like, you know, feelings coming out about, you know, not wanting to screw anything up, you know.
Well, and I think, you know, part of this whole thing, and I love the fact that, and I did some research and I read what you had sent me, and I love the fact that both of you are in a position where really all you want to do is promote positive energy here.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
You know, and carry a message of hope that, you know something, things can get better, they will get better. And what we're going to do right now is we're going to go to the next song, which is The Insanity, and then we're going to come back, we're going to talk a little bit about that, and then we're going to talk about the 12-Step Music Fest. Fair enough?
Yeah, great. Sounds good.
All right. We'll be back right after the song.
Bye.
Understanding of recovery, but most importantly, Thrown Alive is going to be jamming out of the 12-Step Music Fest.
Oh, yeah.
And that's going to be happening November 4th through the 7th. Guys, what do you think of the 12-Step Music Fest?
Absolutely love it. I mean, that was my first, you know, really experience with being in a group of people all in recovery. I tell you, what a great group of people. I had a great time. It was great. I mean, just the positive attitude of everybody. You know, it was like, hey, how are you doing? And they're like, I'm doing great. How are you doing? You know, I just love the whole energy of the whole thing.
It is great energy. Roger, you looking forward to it?
Oh, without a doubt. It'll be our second year there. As Joe was saying, you know, I just like being around people who are, you know, who aren't, you know, wrapped up in some, you know, self-centered stupidity, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a lot of beautiful people that are having a great time, and, you know, there are no, like, I don't know, no reason to feel awkward there, or, you know, if you're like me, I've got a severe inferiority complex, you know, and you know, something that just kind of falls to the wayside when I'm around my family in recovery. So it's just, you know, 2,000 of them at that point out there at Sugarloaf Key. The weather was a little bit rough for us last year. I think that we had like 40-mile-an-hour sustained winds.
Mm. It got a little crazy there. I, at one point, and that was on Friday that happened, because I went live. I did a 5-hour live show back here to South Florida and across the country on the streamers. And I remember our banner got pulled right off of where the coffee house is.
Oh, wow. And, yeah, I think I had an 8-man tent out there that just got pretty much destroyed.
Oh, it was alive. I mean, it looked like, talk about Thrown Alive. This tent was, like, breathing. It was hitting the ground and then coming back up. I was like, Roger, is he sleeping in here?
Is he snoring?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, that would have been me next door in the other tent, but whatever.
That's classic. Yeah. Well, do you guys know the lineup yet?
No, I haven't been notified of any lineup at this time, but we're waiting anxiously. I know that the addition of Chuck Negron is kind of a late addition, so that'll probably affect things in terms of at least the nighttime entertainment. So, and we're real excited that Chuck's on the bill. That'll be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to see him.
It was actually, you know, I saw his story when I was still in active addiction, and it kind of broke a chain of thinking that I had where, you know, I thought that this is just how I needed to live. You know, I was the wannabe rock star guy, and I was just emulating who all my heroes were, and this is just how I was supposed to live and die. You know, it was, using, and his story kind of shook me out of that a little bit, so I'm real thankful to have been exposed to that, and it'll be great to meet him and see him perform.
You know, I'm really glad you said that, because there are so many folks out there today, like Chuck and like Eric Clapton, and you know, you got folks out there that come out in the droves now, and they let people know that it is not hip, slick, and cool to live that lifestyle anymore. There's a lot of labels out there that won't even deal with you if you're going through those issues. So, and of course, Richie Supa was talking about it yesterday on the air with us. You know, and again, you know, mad, glad, or sad, we go through all of the things that we go through. We don't get to pick up no matter what. And we get to live another day sober and clean to be able to hear great messages from guys like Roger Hemmen and Joe Dixon from Thrown Alive. And I want to thank you guys for being on the show on short notice. We definitely, while we're at the Keys, we're going to be doing a 3-hour broadcast this year. and I'd love to have you on while you guys are down there getting ready to perform.
Yeah, we'll definitely look for you and stop and say hi. If we could, go ahead and just let folks know that they can visit TorontoLive.com.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Give all your information right now.
And we just released an album. The songs that you heard are on an album called The Second Great Awakening, which is, we feel, a very good album that is dedicated, hopefully, to inspire perpetual sense of hope in those it reaches. So check us out at TorontoLive.com, where we've got a Facebook, MySpace, a Friends in Recovery page, an In the Rooms page. So any of those, man, reach out and say hi to us. So.
Sounds great. And again, thank you guys for being on, and we look forward to seeing you down there. We might even try to get you back on between now and November, too.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds great. And thanks for being on.
Thank you.
All right, guys. There you go. Toronto Live. And I want you to check them out at their website. But most importantly, I want you to stay tuned because we have our next guest coming up. And guess what, folks? Listen up to our sponsors because they're the folks that make this all possible. We'll be back right after this message. My name is John Hollis, and of course I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change. Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Mr. Clapton, Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
When it comes to taking the proper supplements, it's all about absorption. MultiLife from Enzyme Labs provides not only vitamins, but also 43 nutrients and over 70 trace minerals, all in a proprietary live enzyme blend. MultiLife also has a special formula to support brain focus, similar to those found in well-known brands, but at half the price. Vitamins without live enzyme can't be absorbed by the body. MultiLife's proprietary live enzyme blend guarantees improved digestion and the best absorption of vital nutrients to every cell in your body. Switch today and your first month is free. Just pay the cost of shipping and handling, only $5.95. MultiLife, top quality ingredients, the best formula, focus factor, the right combination, and maximum absorption. Call toll-free, 877-500-5529. That's 877-500-5529. Or go online to Panitrol.com. That's PANITROL.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, prevent any disease.
My name is Joanne. I'm from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and I've been using Willard water for more than 15 years. My husband and I are very careful about our nutrition. We eat organic food, try to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and we drink Willard water every day. I'm 65 years old. My husband is 64. We're in fantastic shape. Willard water plays a key role in our good health. Willard water helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. It's also full of natural minerals. I'm here to tell you that thousands of others around the world already know Willard water works. If you care about your health, you'll go out and buy some today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
In my bathroom, so found when I was jumping out. Never been in my style, walking through the king, punching my cow. Liquid intentions that come back with thinking all about. You must have been out of when I caught my crowd, I love that vow. Or be pushing no matter what the circumstances. I managed to get the scheme, I can bring it to the team. And if you're going in and you'll pick up these friends, and you'll get me snared. If they're in and you know, can get this part of my world, I'm nothing better. I'm going to take care of me, then it's happy to sleep. I'm going to take care of all those like you see. And what can't be.
Oh, you can't take that from me. I wake up to negative and I give time to that and into that life will be that way. So I do my case unwinnable and my cynical self up to the full stuff to linger on. But if I often see a deeper song and I be prolonged, keep reaching on no got pockets to stop the hating. And if I fake and pump demons, then just a jump. Failure will make a chunk out of me when I won't meet the hunt. So I throw my role and keep a hold in the matter of hand and stand as can't forget my just be common to face the sinking sand.
There we go, Roger Hawkins. Roger, how are you tonight?
You, John.
All right, man. Good to have you with us. Roger,
yeah, it's good to be with you.
Hip-hop, great, great tune. I have a young lady that's in the studio tonight listening to you, and she's like, wow, who's that? She's used to me having on the blues and all these old fuddy-duddies, she thinks. And then I brought on a real hip rocker for her, and she's, like, really happy.
That's good. I'm glad she likes it.
So what's the deal and how did it all start? What's the name of the hip hop group? What do you do?
Well, basically, I go by I'm basically more or less a solo artist, and I go by Trouble Clef. That's how I bill myself, and you can see that on the 12 Step Music page site, 12 Step Music Fest page site, and also on you guys' site. Also, there's a little thumbnail box. But right now I'm working with a producer named Miles Franco, and he's, the primary guy. He does a lot of the beats and the mastering, the engineering and stuff. So that's what we're built under there.
Okay. And you're from South Carolina, correct?
That's right. I'm from Columbia, South Carolina. I was born here. I've spent time, in the low country too, around Charleston, and I did a little bit of traveling once upon a time. But, yeah, this is my home.
And 32 years old, and
that's right.
And it sounds like since you were 22, you've been kicking it.
Since I was 22.
It sounds like it.
Well, that's I've been doing music since I was really young. I grew up and came from a religious family, and me and my mother rode around in the car as a kid and sang oldies, and we had little 2-part harmonies on everything. And so I've been, involved in music in some way, shape, or form. When I was 12 years old, I picked up my first serious instrument. I played the recorder in fifth grade, if that counts. But
yes,
I played bass over the years and played with different bands. Did some punk rock and some other rock kind of stuff. But hip-hop is my love, and it gives me the chance to say as much as I want to say,
And how long has that been happening? How long has it been since you got into the hip-hop movement and started rolling with that?
Well, since I got into the movement, really, I did, back in 2000, 2001, 2002, I went to prison for a little while, behind some, a bitter end, as we call it. When I got there, I had already been writing some. But my active addiction, took all my passions away. So I got some time alone, like people do when they're in a place like that, an institution. And I spent a lot of time writing. And when I came out, I was ready to go. I hit some battles and some hip hop shows and stuff like that. And then I started working with different people. And within a few years, I was involved with a little group and started recording some stuff. Since I've come into recovery, it's really started to hit off, because, of course, I'm more, you know, I'm more centered, I'm more focused, you know, and it just allows me, you know, I feel like, you know, having a message, you know, is really key, and it's always something that I've tried to focus on with my music, but, you know, it was muddled.
Isn't it amazing that, you know, when we start to sober up and we start to get clean, that things in our lives go pretty well? I mean, they come together. It's amazing
well,
how that happens.
Yeah, amazing is one way to put it. And it's funny because I have to admit, and I'd be lying, and I think everybody in recovery would know I was lying, but I was amazed. And I remain amazed. I mean, every day when I wake up, you know. I'm not going to, you know, some days I do wake up and I'm like, you know, not today. I'm just going to go back to sleep. But for the most part, the gratitude that I feel nowadays for the gifts that God has given me and, you know, the ability to do what I love and to, you know, have a message to spread, you know, it's a beautiful thing.
Well, you know, we started out with Fooled. And I want to find out what the next song is about. What is the next song that we're going to be playing here?
The next one is called ULTD.
Okay.
And okay, that's it's an abbreviation for unlimited, and that's one of my favorites there. I wrote it, you know, when I was locked up, partially. And I really enjoy it. It's a little bit different than some of the other ones that I do. It's a little slower, it's a little clearer, but it's definitely one of my favorites. That's why I chose it for you guys.
All right. And the name of it again?
ULTD, and it's an abbreviation for unlimited, as in no limits.
All right. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to go to this song, and when we come back, we're going to go to the song, go to our break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the 12-Step Music Fest. We're going to talk about what you're going to be doing there. And we'll finish it up that way. So we're going to go out to the song right now.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, man.
Moving forward is the forward. The reference to the effortless set. Punk the microphone, mask your diamond dead. That to the music that I'm using, the symbol to reduce the energy that I'm producing. Staying copacetic and conducive. And constantly grabbing for the ideas that aren't elusive. There's nothing to prove, and it's the direction that I choose to move to a brighter place. Life with fast pace, with sad days, with mad ways to break the resistance of your ego. Persistently bonito. I hear no evil sino. On the upper class of Chino, man, woman, or Nino. High level. I revel in it, but we know that what we got in zero. They come right alongside the blind, left of a strong mind. It might just take a long time, but it's all for naught for those of us who never fall. And when I'm caught in the middle of the chaos, keep the sight of my purpose choked up with no verbiage. I'm reminded of the courage it takes to just chill, not resist, and then build. No retreat, no fight. Stand my ground and be alright, like love. No one can rise above you, feel that. Leave the evil, peel back, and deal math of the equation that you're facing in Christ. Put my pants up and down to ignite like a phoenix in flight. That's why I write to reflect the symptoms of instances. Like a complacent, I'm system. Like empathetic ism. I'm not afraid to express my point of view on topics. Mention forward from bubble, I thought I got a pop. Cause you got it from the image of a fake and seed. Best believe, like some killers, I am all I can be. No trees, just bars, big pictures I see. You can achieve my dimension, but you won't believe. My retention of knowledge, that's not stopping me. From deep and deep into your cranium, a parasite, he baited one. Enhancing topics you can daily on, I've hated some. I know it's just a phase, I'm more on a paper fund. And now it's time to show my homage to the God I got it. Whichever one is not responsive to three dimensions is not enough for deities. Fall to my knees if I see an empty part in the scene. That's why you poets feel it, because you know I'm fearless. And once you hear this, you'll be hating this with mommy dearest. That's what I write.
My name is John Hollis, and of course I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change. Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Mr. Clapton, Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
Panadrol is a new joint and muscle pain relief breakthrough. The combination of all-natural herbs and Panadrol works synergistically to reduce the swelling of joints, inflammation, and effectively block chronic pain receptors in the brain without disrupting the pain signals that warn you that a new injury has occurred. Finally, there's an all-natural alternative to dangerous prescription pain relievers. Panadrol is clinically tested and proven totally safe with no known side effects or drug interactions. In a clinical study of 75 patients, 100% were pain-free after 14 days of using the product. Pain relief so effective, you'll never go another day without it. If you're not amazed at the results you receive when taking Panadrol as directed over the period of 90 days, you'll get a full refund for every bottle purchased, less shipping and handling. It's guaranteed. You have nothing to lose but your pain. Plus, you get the first two bottles for just the cost of shipping, just $5.95. For more information, go online to Panadrol.com. That's Panitrol.com. Or call toll-free, 877-500-5529. That's 877-500-5529. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
My name is Nicole. I first tried Willard water when I had a sore throat. I'd hoped drinking tea made with Willard water would help soothe the pain. I didn't think my first cup would make a difference, but boy, was I wrong. The soreness was totally gone in no time. I love Willard water. Scientists all over the world have studied it. Longtime users swear by it. It's non-toxic, has no side effects, and it makes me feel better when I drink it. I use Willard water as part of my daily supplement routine. Willard water helps my body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients I need for good health. I only have one body, and I want to do whatever I can to take care of it.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
That's right.
All right, welcome back. Roger, great stuff, man.
Sounds like thanks, man. I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, it sounds like you've been working diligently. That's a good thing.
Keep you out of trouble. Yeah, it absolutely does. But staying out of trouble is a little easier these days than it used to be.
Go figure, huh? That also brings up a great question. 12-step Music Fest, it's all about having fun and being, we're not a glum rot, right? We're there to have fun.
Absolutely.
Are you looking forward to it?
Am I looking forward to it? It's an understatement. Since I first discovered it on In the Rooms is actually where I first stumbled across it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was, you know, my first thought was I have to be a part of this. Key West in November, a music festival, 3 days on the Sugarloaf Key with a bunch of other people that are in recovery, just having a good time and celebrating. I mean, forget about it.
It's an amazing, you know, something I went last year. And, you know, I lived on the streets for a long time. So I'm not like one of those guys that wants to sit in a tent, okay?
Right.
But I got down there, and Chris D. from the First Step Sober House, who's one of our sponsors for the Sunday night show, and he has a condo down in Marathon. So, of course, I cheated. I stayed in a condo and, you know, went down during the day. So I cheated.
Yeah. Well, I think that's, you know what, you were there. You were there. And a lot of people that I've talked to about coming down, you know, people, you know, I hate to say it and I hope it doesn't upset anyone, but a lot of my female friends in particular, you know, are like, listen, I'm not kidding. for, you know, I'm like, well, you know, get a hotel room, whatever you got to do, just be there, you know. So I don't think it's a requirement to be a woodsman, you know.
Mm. Well, you know something, I think some people, and myself included, I just, you know, my wife, you know, she's like, why don't we get an RV this year?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, there's one right in Marathon, and we don't even have to put any tires on it.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's interesting because I've actually, you know, been doing a lot of, you know, interfellowship work, you know, and, you know, I've gotten a lot of support from, you know, from Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, in my area. My primary fellowship is Narcotics Anonymous, but I've gotten a lot of support
Interrupt you for a second, okay? One of the things that I like to do, and I probably should have told you this at the very beginning, one of the things we don't try to do here is to break the anonymity of the fellowship itself. So when we talk in 12-step fellowship. So,
right.
You know,
oh, okay.
I'm a member of a 12-step fellowship. We don't bring up the particular fellowships because of the Leah 11 tradition.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Okay. Well, I've gotten a lot of support, you know, from a lot of folks down here. And they've actually spoken about, you know, getting an RV and renting an RV and getting a bunch of people together and coming down as a group. So an RV is a great idea. You don't necessarily have to be in a tent, you know.
You know, I like that. I like the concept of the RV. I also like the concept that, you know something, for a couple of days it's really not that bad. And I'm actually getting talked into it now because I got some people that are saying, hey, listen, you can't do that. You got to actually go rough it like everybody else. And so that's what I'm looking forward to now, and you know I'll get over it. I laid in the dirt for you know about 15 years.
No, I hear you. I spent some time you know on the street myself, and you know, but I think that it better prepares us for roughing it a little bit. You know, you've already done it, so
yeah. Well, the good news is we got a tent. I mean, well, I didn't have no tent when I was out there. That's the thing.
Yeah, no tent.
And just think, there's actually food there. We don't have to go through the garbage cans or anything.
Right.
You know?
Right. Or stand outside of restaurants and ask for people's leftovers or anything like that. That's kind of my MO there.
Yeah, somebody just said we don't have to, you know, rub two sticks together to get a fire.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So listen, you know something, I'm really glad that you're going to be a part of the 12-Step Fellowship. Through the 12-Step Music Fest down in Sugarloaf Key. And it's all the 12-Step Fellowships meeting in one place, and that's a pretty cool thing. And, you know, it's a real safe place, and, you know, anybody that's found to be gambling, drinking, drugging, you're going to be asked to leave. And the guys that are going to be asking you to leave are, you know, some pretty huge dudes. So, and you'll see them.
We're not going to have any Hell's Angels or anything down there, are we?
No, absolutely not. No, but you know, the bottom line is, it's about people's safety, and one of the things.
One of the things
that Dawn Wilder made it a point over the last couple of years is to make this a safe event for everybody. And if you go to the 12stepmusicfest.com, you can of course check out what Roger's doing. And Roger Hawkins was nice enough to come on the show with us tonight and to promote the 12-Step Music Fest. I want to thank you, Roger, for being a part of tonight's show.
Hey, no sweat, man.
And we'll look forward to seeing you down there and getting you on the air live during the 3 hours that we're going to be broadcasting live down there.
I'll look forward to seeing everybody there.
That's going to be fun.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks for being with us, and we look forward to seeing you down at the 12-Step Music Fest November 4th through the 7th. Right around the corner, folks, order your tickets, go to the 12-Step Music Fest, click on Register Now. I can tell you that by September, they will be sold out. That's a month. I'm telling you that that's where they're heading right now. So don't drag your feet. We'll look forward to seeing you down the Keys. And, of course, tune back in tomorrow from 4 to 6. We'll be back here live.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio, Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of hosts and callers and not necessarily those of the station, staff, management, or sponsors.
90 seconds. Who is it?
Asthma.
Asthma?
That's right, asthma.
You must have the wrong house. Who's there?
West Nile virus. Can I come in?
No, you can't come in.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Yes.
Hello, it's Lyme disease.
I am not opening the door for Lyme disease.
I'll be back.
Who is it now?
$5 billion in property damage.
What do you want?
I'm just spreading the love, ma'am.
Go away.
When household pests are in your home, you never know what kind of health and property threats they're going to invite over. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the National Pest Management Association. Visit PestWorld.org to become more aware of the serious threats common household pests like mice, roaches, and termites can pose to your health, your home, and your family.
WWNN, Pompano Beach. AM 1470, with even more information you can use. Tune in for Managing Your Money with Peter Bruno, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network.
This is Dr. Joseph Gorfein. 5 years ago, I decided to advertise my dental practice on the Steve Kane Show. The message was simple. I would beat any printed advertised price on any dental services, including porcelain veneers. The results of advertising with Steve have been remarkable. If you own a small business and offer superior products or services, let the Steve Kane Show do for you what it's done for me. Deliver a message that is personal, direct, and most importantly, effective. I look forward to hearing about your business on the Steve Kane Show. Call Lori K. Productions at 954-670-4477. That's 954-